In the name of the glorious Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, forever. Amen. Glory be to the everlasting mercies which sent you to us, O Christ, the light of the world and the life of all. Give us wisdom by your law and enlighten our impulses by your knowledge. Sanctify our souls by your truth and grant that we may be obedient to your words and may fulfill your commandments at every hour. O you who enlightens the rational with the knowledge of your greatness, do enlighten, O my Lord, our thoughts, that we may meditate upon your holy and divine scriptures at all times, O Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen.
Double-Edged Sword, a Christian podcast ministry presented by Father Gennard Lazar. Father Gennard is a parish priest of the Mud-Edda Parish of the Assyrian Church of the East in Turlock, California. Here's Father Gennard.
For from the beginning of our existence, we have polluted the honor of our freedom through the seduction of our captor, Satan, and we have oppressed the true confession of thy Godhead by the worship of that which is not God. The devil made me do it. Satan made me do it. A way out or a justification of our weakness and foolishness and sickness and evil desires. Satan, a past angel who rebelled when he saw the honor and glory of man, humankind, you and I, when man was created in Christ a little lower than the angels, as we read in Psalm chapter 8. Verses 4 to 8. What is man that you remember him, and a son of man that you visit him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You have clothed him in honor and in glory. You have authorized him over the work of your hand, and you have set all under his feet, all sheep and oxen, also the animals of the wilderness and the fowl in the sky, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. He rebelled when he saw that man was created in God's image and in God's likeness, and that man was made a little lower than him. That is, the angel being immortal, man being mortal. One of the fathers comments, and it's a church tradition and understanding, that when God created Adam, he commanded that the angels will worship, meaning revere. Worship is not only on your knees and bowing before the one true God, who is only the only being that is worthy of that worship, but to revere him. Why? Because he was only a little lower than angel, and that the angels were made to administer to man. And this is what he said, as we read in Isaiah chapter 14 verses 13 to 15. This is what Satan, while he was an angel, said. You said in your heart, I will go up to the heavens above the stars of God. I will place my throne on high. I will sit on the mountain of the council in the far reaches of the north. I will go up above the peaks of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. But you are taken down to Sheol, to the far reaches of the abyss. That I factor, I will do this. I am free. I can make my own decisions. I will live a life that I want. That's basically what Satan was saying as well. In verse 11 of that same chapter, we read, your prompt is brought down to Sheol. That means the grave. That is the kingdom, the dominion of death. With the sound of your harps, maggots are spread out as a bed under you, and worms cover you all over. This was the outcome of Satan's pride. And in Ezekiel chapter 28 verses 16 to 18, we read of his fall, and I encourage you to read it. So Satan rightly and befittingly receives his defeat along with his reign. He has no authority over the living and the dead. St. Peter writes in his first epistle, chapter 5, verse 8, all he does is this, is that prowls about like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour deceitfully. We say in one of the prayers, trick with his trickeries. Indignantly, hatedly, angrily, he wants to take as many as possible with him ASAP, as soon as possible, because time is running out for him, beloved. In the book of Revelations, chapter 12, verse 12, we read, therefore heavens celebrate and those who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and the sea, for the devil, who has great fury, has descended to them as he knows that he has little time. We say in Assyrian, Khlulat Satana Kiryele, the wedding feast of Satan or the devil is shortened, is short. But you know, he does this. He prowls around, he roams the world, as we read in the Holy Scriptures, looking to devour, to bring down, to draw away, draw afar those who are near to God. But he has he does this to no avail whatsoever. The best he can do, beloved, the best he can do is scheme and lay snares and traps which target our weaknesses and evil desires. You know, we give Satan the foothold. We make him to be something great and powerful and fearful, and we must always speak about Satan. I remember many of my brothers and sisters would constantly say, let's talk about Satan, let's study Satan. I say, why do you want to waste your time and spend your time talking about Satan? Let's talk about life. Let's talk about the light of the world, Jesus Christ, praises and glory be to his name, who defeated Satan on the cross through his death. The best he can do and achieve is to tempt you and I. And by tempting us, he hasn't overcome. Temptation is not a sin. And I always say, when you are tempted, praise the Lord, there is a reason. But be careful that at temptation, you don't fall into it and fall for it. Because if temptation is a sin, then have pity on me, Lord, that I will say this. Then Jesus sinned because he was tempted. The best Satan can do is shoot his flaming arrows at our weak spot in our Christian lives. You know, the finger is pointed at us. When we point the finger at Satan and blame Satan and use him to justify our weaknesses, those three fingers are pointing back at us. And we must be always alert. And we must be always prepared to fight the good fight against Satan. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16, St. Paul writes, and with these, take to you the shield of faith. If we have faith and we remain steadfast in our faith in Jesus Christ, who is the conqueror on death, sin, and Satan, and we remain in that faith, that is the way we have the power to quench all of the blazing arrows that are lusts of the evil one. And why do I say that? Our desires. St. James writes it beautifully. You know, many people say, God tempted me. God does not tempt. In Assyrian we say, Allah hakam jarabli, Allah hale jarab. God does not tempt. God allows us to go through temptations, just as he did through Job, the righteous Job. God allows us to go through temptations. You know why? Let's read this verse. A man should not say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God is not acquainted with evil, and he does not tempt a man. But each man, listen to this, and woman, obviously, each man, stop washing the dishes for this just one moment, switch off the vacuum cleaner, continue driving, but just listen. Each man is tempted from his own desires, and he lusts, and he is seduced. So when God allows us to go through temptations, he wants to teach us a lesson. He wants us to overcome those temptations. Because if we give up to Satan through our temptations, through our lusts and desires, then we fall. And when we fall and are hurt like the prodigal son, we get up again and remember the amazing house of our Father. We remember our Heavenly Father, the gracious, merciful, loving, kind Heavenly Father. We come back one more time. So that temptation, because of our lusts, has worked for our benefit. But woe to those who have no faith, but have all these desires, have lust, and are seduced, but have no relationship with Christ. These are the people we need to pray for, beloved. So faith, stand firm in faith. He shoots his flaming arrows, and his target is always our weaknesses. And the spot of the target, the center of the target, is our minds, our thoughts, our desires, our free will. Avoid evil altogether. How do you avoid evil? Is to avoid evil people. Satan works through people. Satan works through media. Satan works through Hollywood. Satan works through social media. He has all these demons, his soldiers, that are not particularly persons and living beings, but they are other means. Avoid completely. If we don't avoid, then when Satan tempts and we fall, don't blame Satan. Blame your desire. Ephesians 5:11, neither should you fellowship with the servants of darkness, because they have no fruit in them, but you should rebuke them. Again, not necessarily just bad people, evil mediums, everything that portrays evil. And we must be always alert and attentive not to listen to Satan. Look at what he said to Eve in the Garden of Eden. Surely you will not die. This is one of the trials, or the one of the purposes of Satan, is to make out God to be a liar. Have pity on me, Lord, for saying that. Chasli. When we say chasli, it's a good word to use when you want to express your point, emphasize your point, and sometimes it becomes blasphemy. That's why we say chasli. You know, St. Paul says the same thing. He says, God's foolishness, chasli, meaning, have pity on me, Lord. I don't mean to say that you are foolish, you know, putting it simply, is more knowledgeable than man's wisdom. So when you hear the word chasli and I say this, that means, Lord, have pity on me. I only say this to prove my point. So Satan, his aim is to make God to be a liar. That's why he said to Eve, surely you will not die, as though God doesn't know what he's talking about. He's lying. It's a threatening game. It's fear factor. And evil people, by any means, whether being persons or mediums or whatever it is, are all intended to make God out to be a liar. When a proclaimed committed Christian, when a proclaimed Christian who is walking the walk of life, we spoke about last episode, claims that he or she are walking the walk of life, but are living contrary to the life of Jesus Christ, they are making out God and Christ to be liars, as though, no, you're allowed to be, and I'm sorry to use this term, you can be half naked and walk around, you can show your nudity. No, I'm a Christian, but I can still do this. Well, we're making God out to be a liar when the scriptures and the Lord are all vocal about morality. Romans chapter 3, verse 4, Paul writes, God forbid, see, there's that chasli, or have pity on me, but it's translated God forbid. For God is true and every person a liar, just as that which is written about God, you will be upright in your words and you will be victorious when they judge you. Psalm 51. God is true. So what do we do to avoid Satan? How do we overcome Satan, his trickeries, his temptation? Now, before I go on, we avoid temptation and we ask God that he will not lead us into temptation. You know, Jesus didn't say you pray that God do not tempt us. No, do not lead us into temptation because we are weak. We are weak. We are miserable. We don't want to challenge this evil. But Lord, if it's your will that we go through these temptations and these trials, you deliver us from the evil one that we may overcome through you, O Jesus Christ. How do we avoid temptation, or how do we continue, persevere, and fight the good fight while being tempted? Because being tempted is not a sin. Avoid completely, beloved. We try to avoid. You know, I give this example. Let's say, for example, we have an alcoholic who is in rehab. And this alcoholic is trying to overcome his, you know, we call it addiction, but I also go on to say this demon. Now, let's just imagine from the place of work to the place of his residence, there is a path that takes 10 minutes to walk. But along that path, there is a liquor store. There is a liquor store. There is the source of temptation, right? But there is another way that will take 25 minutes or 30 minutes to walk. To avoid temptation, beloved, this alcoholic, ex-alcoholic, rehabilitating alcoholic, must go the 25-way route so that he will not throw himself and bring himself into that temptation. Many people who come to Christ read one or two chapters of the gospel or the Holy Scriptures and want to preach the world, by the way, think that once they've read a few chapters of the Scriptures and they understand the love and mercy of God, they think that they can now go out in the world and live a world that is full of temptations and overcome. And then you know what happens? They go out there, they take on Satan, they actually open themselves, make themselves prone to temptation, and they come back with their tails between their leg, like the prodigal son. At all times, beloved, at all times, we must always rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. Because remember, he is prowling. He will not stop. He will not stop. And as I said, wants to take as many people to his destruction as possible and wants to do it as soon as possible. I heard a story of a gathering of demons and the head Satan came out and said, I need someone, one of you, to go down to the earth and to do something to cause mankind to end up where you and I are all going to end up. So one of the demons or the Satan, baby Satan, Papa Satan or whoever, raises their hands, I know what, I'm going to go and I'm going to tell everyone. I'm going to throw discord in them. I'm going to cause confusion and hatred in them. And then they will hate each other. And then when the Lord returns to finally destruct us finally put us to in the fiery realm, all these people will be with us. He said, no, that's not going to help because that's going to only draw them close to God. And then there was a silence for a good 15, 20 minutes. And someone else says, you know, I'm going to go and I'm going to cause diseases and wars and disasters. And I'm going to cause them to have the most miserable of life on earth. And that way they will denounce God. I said, no, actually, that proves that that's been proven wrong. Because when those who are truly faithful to Jesus Christ and God, they become closer to God when they are in misery and suffering. Then there was a silence for about an hour. Finally, someone, one of the demons and Satan raises their hand and says, you know, I'll go very humbly. He said, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to go tell them you have plenty of time. You have plenty of time. Continue living. And the chief Satan says, yes, you go. Because you're going to cause them to continue to just to focus on the world and the life. And then next thing you know, the trumpet will sound and the Lord will return. Avoid Satan. If, my beloved brothers and sisters, if the internet causes you to engage in sexual immorality, if a site, specific site, causes you to engage in sexual immorality, don't surf the net. Unless you know that you are sure that you have so many protections on your laptop and your computer that it, you know, every time you could be searching a Christian site and you see sometimes what pops up. Okay, avoid it. Let's go back to reading hardcover, you know, physical, tangible books as opposed to searching them. Yeah, some of you may be saying, what planet is this priest from? Who is this priest? What age is he living in? I'm talking about the seriousness, being diligent about our faith, beloved. Because that's where Satan and our desires and our weaknesses, that's where he attacks. And unfortunately, at times, he overcomes. But we have power to overcome Satan. How? These are Basha Jenard's helpful tips. Matthew 17:21. When the disciples could not cast out a demon from the boy of the servant or the boy of the centurion, I believe it was, or the father, and Christ rebuked them and commanded that the evil spirit would come out, the disciples asked, why could we not do this? This is Jesus' reply, Matthew 17:21. But this kind does not go out except by fasting and by prayer. Now, some of the versions, unfortunately, some of the English versions who were translated or written by Christian claimed who do not value fasting have deleted the word fasting. No, fasting and prayer, beloved. The intercessory prayer of the saints, praying with the saints, praying along with the saints, mingling our prayers with the saints who are in the paradise, who are before the Lord, in the presence of the Lord, interceding, not there's a difference between intercessors and mediators. We'll talk about that once. The saints are alive. Today is the commemoration of the Dormition of Saint Mary, the mother of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our God. Pray to Saint Mary, pray with Saint Mary, beseech Saint Mary, who is alive, to mingle your prayers with her prayers, who had so much faith, favor with Jesus Christ. You read the scriptures, there is not one, there are two instances where Jesus slightly, very humbly, respectfully rebukes his mother because she had not still comprehended the greatness of her son, and yet still he obeys his mother and turns wine into bread and leaves the house to go and visit her and to meet her when she comes, her and her, Jesus' cousins who come to see them. Pray the intercessory of the saints. The saints have reached that perfection, that completion that Jesus has commanded us to do. And they are in heaven. And I don't want to go in paradise. I don't want to go too much into that. We'll talk about that one day. And I'm sure someone's going to post something. Before you post your question, just wait. Don't be patient. We'll talk about this. And then you can pose your question about saints. We're now talking about Satan, right? Pray. Come to the church. Take the holy, all-sanctifying, precious body and blood of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ to be empowered. Continue in prayer and fasting. When prayer, you see, that is not so effective in your life, not because prayer has no effect, because of our weaknesses, our, you know, doubts, how about fasting? Where you mingle prayer and fasting, where you beseech the Lord, you humble this most dreadful body that Satan continuously attacks during fasting. Saint Ephrem says, when a Christian begins to fast, meaning he actually quotes it as withholds bread from his mouth, that means fasting, Satan is alerted because he knows that this person has got the armor now to complete, to conquer, to defeat Satan. Why? So that we, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 26, so that we will know the truth through prayer and fasting. We will know the truth. We will be mindful of ourselves and break loose from the trap of Satan, by whom we are captured for his pleasure and his will. Keep in mind, the curtain has come down on Satan. The curtain is coming down on Satan. We give him the pleasure. We give him the time. We give ourselves to him because of our evil desires and our lusts. We will crush Satan under our feet, not only when the Lord returns, right now, beloved. If you are struggling with a demon or a temptation or a weakness or an addiction, this is the time for you to cry out to the Lord, begin to pray, offer your fasting, engage into intercessory prayers of the saints, attend church, partake in the Holy Eucharist, and you will slowly, you know, you're putting your foot on Satan, slowly you are crushing. And when you overcome this desire, you have crushed Satan under your feet. Genesis 3:15. This is a promise of God. This is a prophecy of God, a promise of God. And I shall put hatred between you and the woman. There is a hatred between Satan and the woman. And between your seed and her seed, demons and us. He's talking about Jesus Christ. He shall tread upon your head, and you will strike him in his heel. And this happened. Satan, through his trickery, caused man to be disobedient. Death entered the world, and Jesus had to die. That's when he actually strikes at Jesus' heel. But Jesus crushed him through his death. Those who have seen the Passion of Christ. Mel Gibson's The Passion of Christ, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus is praying, when he's ready to be captured, he stands up and he actually crushes the serpent's head. I love that. When he does that, I say to myself, I have that power through Jesus Christ. I'm empowered through Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit who is in me, which is greater than what who's in the world, which is Satan. Romans 16:20, but the God of peace shall soon... See, there's a little time left, so shall soon crush Satan under your feet. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. So yes, Satan is real. Satan is prowling, roaming the world. Satan is conquering at times. Satan is victorious in the lives of those who have no relationship with Jesus Christ. That's why when we pray, we ask that the Lord will deliver those who don't know his son from the hands and trickery and the deception of Satan. Allow me to continue to read that prayer that I began the program with is a snippet or a part of the prayer of the imposition or the laying on of the hands after a child or an adult is baptized. They come to be confirmed. The priest recites this. Listen to this. I won't read all of it, but the segment about Satan. Great, O my Lord, are the wonderful acts of your dispensation. And their history conquers the nationality of our natures. For from the beginning of our existence, we have polluted the honor of our freedom. The honor of our freedom, our free will. We polluted it through disobeying God. But who was the cause of it? It was Satan. Through the seduction of our captor Satan. And we have oppressed the true confession of thy Godhead by the worship of that which is not God. And today, beloved, people are worshiping that which is not God through the seduction of Satan. Yet thy grace did not leave us under the perdition or the damnation of which we were worthy by reason of our wickedness, but by the revelation in the flesh of the only begotten from thee, God the Word, Jesus Christ. Thou hast turned us back towards thee and has made us worthy to know thee and has raised the low estate of our nature by taking our nature, Jesus Christ, God incarnate, and has made us heirs of the blessings to come and which passes not away. Christ took our nature, defeated Satan and his trickeries, and has also granted us the same victory. So, beloved, yes, we should take it serious. We should not go up against Satan unless we are empowered by that faith, that unwavering faith. But we should just not go up against Satan. We should continue to pray and say, Lord, deliver us from evil, from Satan, from evil people, from evil mediums. Deliver us. Do not lead us in that temptation. But if we do, because of the circumstances, Lord, deliver us from evil, so that we may glorify you at all times, and so that we may truly show the enemy that we are your children. We have that power through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to crush him and to destroy him and put him to naught. May the blessings of God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. One last thing, please also don't forget to rate and review this podcast and share with your friends and family. If you'd like to suggest future episodes or give us detailed feedback, please visit the link in the description or on our Instagram, linktr.ee/doubleedgedsword. God bless you.